Louisville businessman Ed Hart says Mayor Greg Fisher misled donors about how their contributions to his inauguration were spent. Hart has submitted information to the Kentucky Registry of Election Finance, that's KREF, K-R-E-F, backing up his claims that the mayor rerouted funds meant for his inauguration to pay down his personal campaign debt. Well, here is WFPL's Philip Bailey. He's been covering this story, wrote some stuff for us this morning, and has been working on this through the day. Philip, what is the mayor's response to this?
Well, the initial complaint was filed by activist and Metro Council candidate Curtis Morrison. And in that initial complaint, Morrison alleges Fisher's inauguration committee solicited contributions from donors, but deposited those funds in the mayor's campaign account where they were used, where they were not used for inauguration expenses and instead were used to pay down his campaign debt. Fisher's attorney, Jennifer Moore, said in a response to Morrison's complaint that all of the checks were deposited and reported properly. Moore points out in her response that Hart and others made their checks payable to Greg Fisher for mayor and not the inauguration celebration. But Hart says that's because he was told to do that by Fisher's campaign staff. I spoke with Mr. Hart earlier today, and here's what he had to say.
We talked to the mayor a few weeks ago on our program, and we asked him about this issue with funds being rerouted from the inauguration to his campaign. But do you feel that the mayor misled the public as far as how their funds were going to be used?
Yes, I do. Moreover, if we gave to his campaign, which essentially is giving him the money as opposed to a civic event, the inauguration, if we gave it to his campaign, as he says we did, even though the checks were written out to his campaign, then it begs the question, how do we become sponsors, host sponsors for the inauguration? Clearly, for us to be host sponsors for the inauguration, we had to think we were contributing to the inauguration. Because if the mayor was simply giving out sponsorships in the inauguration for those who gave to his personal campaign, then I guess everybody that's ever given to his campaign would be host sponsors. Clearly, the mayor misunderstands the circumstances, or if he understands the circumstances, for whatever reason, he's stonewalling.
Are you surprised about, I guess, how big this issue has gotten over the past month?
The last thing that I want to do is to engage the mayor in a controversy. That's not my intention. But with the mayor, when the mayor misrepresents my actions or my motives, then he gives me no choice but to set the record straight. This is a fight the mayor engaged, not us. Why would any politician want to accept donations from people who are saying, wait a second, it was never our intention to give you those donations? And then the bottom line is Greg Fisher is a wealthy man. Any surplus donations to the inauguration, and I understand ours would be surplus donations, would go to a charity, the Community Foundation. Why Greg Fisher would want to keep that money and deny it from going to a local charity totally befuddles me.
Mayor Fisher's attorney, Jennifer Moore, points out that you and others made the checks payable to Greg Fisher for mayor and not the inaugural celebration. Why did you make the checks out to Greg Fisher for mayor?
We were advised to do so. We originally received instructions in December to make the checks out to the inauguration gala, and then we were given instructions by Tommy Elliott, who I guess is the mayor, one of the mayor's chief fundraisers, to make the checks out to Greg Fisher for mayor. From our point of view, though, our checks were submitted after the inauguration. We had already seen ourselves listed as host sponsors in the inauguration. So despite the writing the checks out to Greg Fisher for mayor per the instructions of his people, we certainly expected that money to wind up in the inauguration coffers, not in Greg Fisher's pocket. They're backfilling to try to come up with a plausible reason why it was all right for Greg Fisher to retain our donations that were clearly earmarked for the inauguration, which was a civic event and not a campaign event. It was a civic event.
You sent a second letter to Mayor Fisher asking once again that the funds be returned. Do you expect to hear a response? And if you don't hear a response, what's your next step?
At this stage of the game, I can't even begin to tell you what's going through Greg Fisher's mind, why he's making an incident that he could have taken care of immediately by returning our money. So we can go to the right place where it was intended to go into this giant issue. And he still hasn't responded to my second letter. I guess he's going to try to hide behind whatever comes down from the registry. But anybody that reviews the email record, the whole timeline, and the fact that we were listed as sponsors of the inauguration, that we gave our checks after the inauguration, certainly expecting them to wind up for the inauguration, how anybody can say that that was just meant for Greg Fish's personal benefit to retire his personal debt, none of it makes sense.
During our program, the mayor indicated when we asked him about you and Mr. Lunsford's contributions, he said, quote, "These are sophisticated guys." What do you think he means by that?
I can't read the mayor's mind. But I don't know how being sophisticated, if we are. I mean, I don't know how being sophisticated means it's all right to convolute the events to make it seem like we were giving him money and not the inauguration, where, no question, that's where the money was intended to go. So us being sophisticated, whether that's right or wrong, I can't read his mind. I don't know what he means by that.
Okay, so that's businessman Ed Hart talking with Philip Bailey. Philip is here for a couple of minutes to talk about this. Just so I summarize this down, I was trying to squeeze it down to a couple of notes. Ed Hart says, okay, look, I paid money for the inauguration. I got my table at the inauguration. I got what I expected as a sponsor. But the money didn't go to the inauguration. The money went to the campaign. And not only did it not go to the inauguration, but any extra that would have been left over that would have gone to charity didn't go to charity. My money didn't go to charity. It went to the inauguration. Or it went to the campaign, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hart and those seven other individuals, including Bruce Lunsford, who ran against Mayor Fisher when he was running for U.S. Senate back in 2008, these other individuals are basically upset because they were under the impression that even though they made the checks out to the campaign, at least they were told, or at least thought that the money was still going to go to the inauguration. They've asked for the money to go to charity or for the money to be returned. Mayor Fisher said that, you know, once this situation is sort of handled, we'll talk about that. So that hasn't really been a response. Hart really has, you know, said initially he didn't really want this to turn into a political controversy, but he feels that in the mayor's response, at least his attorney's response, putting his name out there as if somehow he knew what was going on, sort of a wink and a nod, he never had that impression that he thought it was going to go to the inauguration, and he wants to set the record straight.
Okay, so this has gone to the registry as a complaint. What happens there?
The registry has to set a hearing date. We don't know when that will be. It could be within the month, or it could be sometime after that, where it will be decided what happens. I think that Mr. Hart's documents that he sent to the state registry's finance records will change that perhaps, but there's still no real date yet for that, and we're going to wait and see when the registry will have a hearing.
Okay, 30 seconds left. Two questions really fast. This is not illegal.
Not right? Illegal.
Is there a cost for the mayor politically?
I believe that we were seeing that, the sense that this was a small issue that could have been handled pretty easily, and now it's growing into a major issue, a major controversy, where the mayor's personal campaign debt was used, or money was being used to pay off that debt while he's still in office. This has certainly grown much larger than he intended.
All right, Philip, thank you. Philip Bailey reporting the story for us here on 89.3 WFPL. It's here and now.